Yeah, sure. I thought he would look like Sean Connery, didn't he?
Yeah.
Really?
He can do it. I can
do
it. This is September the 11th, 1994.
Well, his little incident sharpened him right up. We're proud of you, EJ. Aloha.
Aloha.
What a special, special privilege to have our friends who are doing so well for your United States in Hawaii. They've gotten right out front of you as far as petitioning legislatures, maybe being last in the union. They can understand the more quickly how freedom goes. And I mean goes, like out the window. It takes work. I know that it's wonderful to contemplate God doing it all for you. It never works that way. That is a lesson taught by the adversary so that you will go back to sleep and nothing will be done and you will lose. The battle royal is being waged, and not by bloody weaponry, in the much higher realms. Many of the host command elder brothers are back in many of the capacities that you will recognize as we move along. Most of you don't like it. Because of the other lessons taught to you in the other realms of experience, there are misperceptions and there's some misinformation, but you're going to learn to rise above that and beyond it, or you're not going to get your job done. I requested EJ to ask Bob James to come back down here today. He's been out flying this morning, and I wanted him particularly, as we move along here, I'm going to ask Ron, or if he doesn't want to come and talk a little bit about the 10th Amendment and how they managed to pull that off in Hawaii, because Bob is working with ones in California, in Bakersfield, accomplishing the same thing. And there's some recent experiences that I know that you will, ones will want to share, both during the meeting and after. It's time for unity. It's time to stop all the blithering about Space Command, extraterrestrials. They're in your skies now. They're starting to introduce to you aliens. They can't hide it any longer. Some will be valid, most will be holographic form so that they can panic you, so that you'll have some worthy opponent. You see, I'm sorry, Haiti is just not a worthy opponent. Don't you feel big and macho, 007 moving in on women and children, babies in Haiti? But what is more important is how many of you know what country has a mutual border with Haiti? It's the Dominican Republic, one of your major offshore banking nations. And it's all tangled up with Haiti, Papa Doc, Baby Doc, drugs, CIA, elite. The story goes on everywhere. We've had an interesting week. For a little while, I gained DJ and you lost him. But you don't cop out too easily on the old command anymore. Pay attention, people. We don't need any of you dead. Not any of you. a lot of things are going on of intrigue value that you question over and over. I tried to cover a little bit of this in the writings this morning and the writings of yesterday. I just needed to give you a little bit of spiritual support, quite frankly. Perhaps Ron will call in a little bit later. Things are piling up on him. It's very hard to get phone calls out, and the system is being swamped by your letters. Don't let that deter you. Just keep right on sending them. You have several opportunities at your fingertips, but to go in and one by one try to replace a government that's already stuck in there like glue is probably not going to be one of your better options. So regardless of how this unfolds, you have to unfold it in such a way as to begin to get back your sovereignty while other things are taking place. And then when each level of growth is reached, it becomes more and more easily accomplished to set aside and structure government under the Constitution. I wrote earlier this week, and the reason that I'm doing this today is because there will not be a paper on Tuesday. I'm tired of the games. And you're out of money and have been. And you cannot publish, print, nor mail these documents without wherewithal. So we'll just see if this paper is worth anything to anyone out there. Now, Ray Ellen and Gunther say this is nothing but a CIA and naval intelligence operation. I have terrible news for them. If that is so, then I want to tell you these are the worst paymasters I have ever met in your world. I think I'll just ask EJ to read the writing this morning, and then we'll have more foundation upon which we can question and answer. Have a little dialogue. And again, I'm doing this because there won't be a paper this week, but there are other things to do. You have been left a legal will with $40 million due and owing to the contact. But you're going to have to go claim it. It's from Russell Herman against the gold certificates. And also to each of the 50 sovereign states is a big whacking sum of money. That means that each one of those states is going to have to take those legal documents and bring those against the United States government for collection. They know about the certificates. They are working madly every night into the wee hours of the morning trying to work out something. And yet you do not want the nation moving on to the gold standard until you are able to shift off to the side so that they cannot recoup over here on your gold. So you're going to have to be both patient and a little bit trustful that things are going on. That doesn't mean you slacken up. That means you work harder. And when we stop questioning all this silly garbage nonsense, we'll get on with our job. So thank you, EJ.
Writing from Sunday, September the 11th, 1994. Why would I am constantly asked, why do you allow this or that or the other? Then I am interested to see that you take that which I give you and go run it past your psychics, fortune tellers, preachers, and thus and so. Not the least of which these days is Ron Jackson. This is fine, but you are finding it most difficult to deal with what you perceive as being contradictions and opposing answers. No, they are not different nor opposing. You are simply not yet into understanding of your circumstances in this play called Life on Planet Earth. That, however, is not a lesson to be deeply considered in this writing. Germain. The most fun I have had is the subject of Germain. We have people now dropping contact because Ron says Germain is experiencing as Alan Greenspan. What are you to believe? Anything you want to believe. What difference does it make? Have you not been taught that in your ongoing experiences of expression, you have been just about everyone also? Am I validating this pronouncement? Why should I even comment on it? It is not my business who is experiencing as what. I have to deal with what is in the moment, and one thing with which I have to deal is Alan Greenspan in his position as head, not actually, of the Federal Reserve System in the United States. Confirmation to Ron. Are we sure we are not just a tad miffed at a relationship to which you refer of 1 a.m. with Mr. Greenspan? Both of these entities in this play are not worthy of wasting a moment's time in lingering emotional garbage. Don't worry about Sir Germain, or if all these Germains are the Germain. The term or definition has no relevance to circumstance, only recognition of possibilities. Who am I, as recognized by this committee group and Ron Jackson? Dorma wants to know. And aren't the rest of you a bit curious? Why? Actually, I use this example because as long as I come in holy light, Dorma does not trouble herself over my other possibilities. It is much as asking a fine old question of yours to denote facts. Does the grizzly bear poop in the forest? Answer. The grizzly poops anywhere he chooses. You too have chosen your expression. The difference is we of some circumstances know our aspects and you've forgotten yours. Do not get sidetracked on these issues as a central focus while there is so much to be done to change this course of the river of lies and evil overtaking you. Having fun along the journey, participants, but don't... correction, I think I said having. He said, have fun along the journey, participants, but don't overlook importance versus simple curiosity. Curiosity, like fine wine, should not determine the intelligence of awaiting its time of consumption. Gunther Rosbacher. Why would there be allowance for such as is going on with Rosbacher's? It was going on all along the way. You have to learn. I have to measure the value and worth of participants, and you have to learn. You seem to assume that if persons go bonkers in a given circumstance, that it is wrong, a surprise, or somehow to do you in. It is none of the above. You have full manipulation, as in puppetry, of these individuals by the puppet masters. They are simply caught in the trap. That doesn't mean, however, that you need to get caught with them. They make their choices, and you must make yours. Do not, however, feed the beast or the greed, and you will find the whole scenario working out quite nicely. Rosbachers are calling everyone they can think of to get credit card numbers and or fundings. I said they will not finish any deals until they honor their agreements and contracts with me. That is not hard to understand, is it? When this is done, funds will be released, thanks to ones higher in control than is our compulsive, power-hungry entities in point. No more, no less. You are not dealing with such as you and you. You are dealing here with fully manipulated organisms. This is not an insult. And one even runs on man-refined fuel. It is not actually the same as multiple personalities. It is a picture-perfect example of no personality at all. Can this circumstance be changed? Indeed, but the players have to want to do so. I use my enemies friends, to accomplish our needs. I do not have to become tainted by the association, and neither do you. Perhaps the difference in me and thee is that you become involved in the physical, emotional aspects, and I do not. We needed the positions involved here with which to accomplish portions of our plan. Each being has opportunity to serve and become great, not big as in powerful, fine as in great, in magnificent accomplishment. My job is to bring you truth and concept of life, not to give you a daily debriefing on the games of one Gunther Rusbacher, who is still getting his identification squared away. Outright lies. You are getting a lot of garbage which needs to be cleaned out, however. Number one, Rusbachers have announced that Gunther closed the Liberator himself. This is one of the more amusing lies. Let it suffice to say he did not. It was time to move on beyond the level of understanding and into how to bring your nation again into constitutional government. That requires a paper such as Contact. As claimed by Gunther, Contact is certainly not an organ of naval intelligence. Number three, stop trying to explain, Hatton, all of you. You only complicate your own life journey. Truth is the name of your game, truth and the method of action. Why shoot yourself in the foot on the way to your marching parade by introducing controversy over source of information and input? Take facts as presented and work with them. Stop the nonsense about resources. Some of you think it wise to go on and play the game with such as Gunther until he either gets tired or drains you all and finally gets something done. Well, until he does it right, it won't get done. Further, until he shapes up and quits embarrassing his handlers, he can't get it done. Your own impatience simply proves your lack of belief. Ponder it. Continue if you will, but you only slow down the process of fulfillment for all, including self. Even our beloved friend Ron acknowledges that I know what I'm doing. We go back a long way, and I thank him for that bit of support. Gradual versus immediate. As you move along, making bits of progress, as with the 10th Amendment recognition, the enemy is there to hit harder on other fronts. The assault was blind to you and insidiously gradual and deadly. You who are still but asleep, all but asleep, must now take immediate action while yet under the influence of your own worst enemy. Example? Oh my goodness, there are so many that I find it difficult to choose a focus. Because your children are at stake, which means your entire future expectations and circumstances, let us consider education. We won't deal with the bastardized media at this point, but rather look at the actual plan for education as it is being pushed off on you today.
I do want to interrupt here while we're on the subject of media. Some of you will be encountering some entrees. I have asked Ron through writings I hope that he has received. It's been a little bit hard because he's been out of touch for a couple of days. But it's very, very important that he begin to work out a conduit system connection with Maloney. That man is wealthy. He controls cable network. Absolutely. Even your old good old Ted Turner has to answer to him. And he's a nice guy, hard worker, and he'll understand the plight and will know how to help you acquire hearing on the television networks. Go on, please.
As you ponder O.J. Simpson and the Mishpuka push surrounding him and his play, the deceivers are busy at work on important mass projects. Let us, for instance, look at the basic eight facts about just your plan for education. Restructuring America's educational system. Number one, the restructure of America's educational system is, in reality, a restructure of the nation through the educational system. Number two, The proposed restructure program of the U.S. educational system closely resembles the international/global educational program of the United Nations and is clearly socialist in concept. Number three, outcome-based mastery learning, a whole new innovative approach to education as proposed by the Department of Education, was implemented in Eastern Europe and is being implemented in nations around the world. Number four, the idea of vouchers and tuition tax credits is not an idea that stems from grassroots America, but rather is an idea that originated within the Department of Education in concert with the New American School Development Corporation. The popular concept of choice in education via means of federal tax dollars will eliminate all choice as private, parochial, and Christian and home schools are quietly merged with the public system to form a national school system complete with national curriculum. Number five, restructuring of the educational system will include the preschool years with governmental agencies monitoring the family and the home. This will be developed to ensure children at risk the opportunity to be ready to learn. Number six, the restructure of the educational system is interlocked with the Department of Labor and will ultimately require a certificate of initial mastery in order to enter college or the workforce. Mandatory/voluntary community service on the part of the children will be a prerequisite to obtaining a certificate of initial mastery and will be an intricate part of the development of a national workforce. Also, at the adult level, continued lifelong learning will become standard procedure to secure or change work positions. Eventually, an occupational license or work card will be required of all workers, thus placing into being a national workforce. Number seven, a close study of the restructure program reveals an interlock with a small but dedicated body of people who have consistently worked to establish a single world government or a new world order. Number eight, if the restructure of the educational system is completed in totality as designed, it will ultimately result in the compromise of national sovereignty as the United States yields to the authority of the new world order. Now you will be fed the trash of Precept 10 and such as outcome-based education and thus and so. Beware. Precept 10, for instance, refers to a national database, which, contrary to the denials of educators, will indeed extend down to the level of the individual child. More general information of that type already exists, and there is every indication that the intent is to massively increase the scope of such data. Point two refers to outcome-based education, which may seem harmless in and of itself. But outcome-based education has the potential to totally reshape your educational system in a way which will not have public support, but it will be too late. These 10 precepts are described as indispensable. Better you should refer to the fatal five. Number one, national curriculum. Number two, national testing. Number three, national database. Number four, outcome-based education. Number five, site-based decision-making. Study the education reform movement very carefully as it is being presented in the media, professional journals, legislation, and public events on the national, state, and local levels, and you will find these concepts consistently pushed. They will indeed be fatal to public control of education. I would hearken you back to the words of a most interesting character and a most effective revolutionary, actually, in all of the history. Quote, when an opponent declares, I will not come over to your side, I calmly say, your child, it belongs to us already. What are you? You will pass on. Your descendants, however, now stand in the new camp. In a short time, they will know nothing else but this new community. The date was 1939. The man was Adolf Hitler. Hitler accomplished his radical transformation of Germany virtually overnight by controlling education. The behavioral and ideological content of your schools, as we write, is heading you in the same direction. If you fail to stop this movement, everything you value will be lost. Green slash gold.
Before you move on, Bob, I want to thank you for providing Dorma with that massive document. As you can tell, I'm getting ready to move on to that subject pretty quickly. Virginia Meaves of Wisconsin has pushed as hard as she can to get the public to understand what is going on with this outcome-based system. The documents themselves are called Education Plan 2000. It goes hand in hand with the New World Order Plan 2000. You've got to wake up. You have to wake up. There hasn't been time to refer to this document yet, but Bob James has it, and it is massive. I can't stress enough for you to go and consider those protocols of the Elders of Zion and the Communist Manifesto, interweave them, and you will know exactly what has happened. And the Plan 2000 is to have it structurally in place and operable. Now, that doesn't leave you much time. And you've got Russians all over your country. You've got their military equipment all over your country. You're ready to have a massive civil war in Mexico, at which point refugees will flood across your border like you cannot believe. And the war will work its way up into your nation. It's serious time. It has been for a long time. And as we move into this next subject, one of these days maybe we're going to be able to scrape it off too. But obviously not until you ones get sick enough of it. Once again, we've had to respond to garbage from Mr. Green. I would note, simply because of our friends that are visiting here, that Just Carlson's, for instance, have been named as witnesses in behalf of USNP simply because he wrote a letter to Binder. This is ugly. This just continues to get completely out of control. When you think it is settling down a little bit within some form of reason, something else happens. There were five or six others, just from writing, are now named in the lawsuit against the Eckers. Just as proof that somehow they have been damaged. Well, they weren't much if this little bunch and these two old people can damage them. They certainly were not much. And yet you're going to see by the time we get to the end of this writing and Carl Sagan that you really need some instruction on what God is and the fact that God is thought, projected, and manifested, which is energy. And Russell had it pretty much right. But don't underestimate God. He didn't have it all right. And you can let those cotton-picking books go. They served their purpose. You just were not aware of what that purpose might be. Don't be quick to judge. You had masses to reach, many to heed calls. You needed to awaken. You needed some public image, if it nothing more than controversy. It matters not about some unseen being. You better get that unseen being called God on your side and get some good working relationship with that being. All the rest is simply important to the extent you're getting truth. And you've got a big job to do. And I'm getting tired of Green. Go ahead, please.
Green gold. Wonders never seem to cease in the harassment department. Mr. Brendan Riley of the Associated Press strikes again. And this time he really corners himself into the proverbial corner with his buddies. Judge Gamble of Nevada has ordered that E.J. and Doris Ecker attend depositions in Nevada on the 20th and 21st of September, or he plans to dismiss the Gold case. This would mean that the gold would be handed over to Green? Oh, I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. This is yet a civil case. The minute such a ruling is made, this case becomes fully criminal in filing in California and Nevada. I might add that Mr. Riley is going to be included for publishing disinformation, fraudulent information, and slander with no truthful content in the name of the Associated Press, who will also be named. There have been five or six such articles run as this one, and it is helpful to our cause in the fully criminal aspects of the presentation. However, it is annoying to have to respond to worldwide garbage. You somehow expect such disinformation in the tabloids. But to place the Associated Press into such full deceit is quite different. Anything can be presented third party, just about, and not be criminal in intent. You can also run truth and make it through the legal circuits. But outright lies, deliberately planted, are unacceptable, even to the modern courts of law. To bring all current, here is the article. Well, a discussion as we go. Trial date set for gold coins feud. Brendan Riley, Associated Press, September the 10th, 1994. Quote, a judge has scheduled October 3rd for the start of a two-week jury trial to settle a dispute over $350,000 in gold coins sought by a couple claiming to communicate with aliens from outer space. Outer space. It appears to me that Mr. Riley, in behalf of Abbott, Perry, Fort, and Green, is spaced out. First of all, no couple is claiming to communicate with aliens from outer space. Second, there is no dispute. There is actual theft by ones George and Desiree Green of four boxes of gold coins sent via Green for the Phoenix Institute for Research and Education Limited. This is not only documented in intent, but testified to by the sender of the coins, Dave Overton of Texas. George received the boxes, hid them at his dwelling, moved them into Nevada from California, and buried them in his backyard. He has offered some 10 separate and different stories about how he had the right to do so. The couple, in point, seeks nothing except in behalf of the Institute, who is in litigation to recover property which belongs to a legitimate, fully secured corporation in the state of Nevada. The couple, in point, have nothing to do with it. The corporation, Institute, has brought charges, not the Eckers. Dispute is hardly the word for this circumstance. It is outright theft, embezzlement, movement of property across state lines with intent to defraud and thieve, and full intent to damage the corporation for which Mr. Green was a founder, board member, and officer. These are criminal actions in every instance. Quote, Douglas County District Judge Dave Gamble scheduled the trial after previous plans to hold the proceeding in June or July had to be changed. That's the end of quote. This certainly has nothing to do with Eckers, but you will see by the next that it is pointed at the same. Quote, the civil suit was filed by Eddie Joe and Doris Ecker of Tehachapi, California, who claimed to have contact with someone called Commander Hatton, a tall Nordic extraterrestrial who wears Star Trek garb. Say what? The civil suit was not filed by Eckers, but I suspect the Eckers will be right on top of the list in criminal charges against Greens and all parties to this miscarriage of judicial usage. Claim contact with some great big bozo from beyond the clouds. Mr. Green claimed Hatton and stated nationwide that Hatton moved with him to Nevada. Are the Eckers now supposed to be accused of somehow harboring a giant space cadet? Star Trek garb? The last time Hatton was described by Green was in flowing robes befitting Sananda, Mrs. Green's special guide and speaker. Eckers rarely even refer to extraterrestrials and wish everyone contacting them would do likewise. Greens and crew, however, continue the silly, stupid references in order to make the parties in opposition appear nuts. Well, I suspect there are nuts involved, but Tehachapi nuts are not a primary focus, although there are a couple or so in California also. The main point to remember, readers, is that Eckers filed nothing. The suit in point is brought by the Phoenix Institute against a thief, liar, and con man. I am sure the criminal proceedings will be far less amusing to Green and crew than are these civil clown proceedings. Quote, the Eckers sued George and Desiree Green for allegedly taking the gold coins that were donated to the Greens while they were officers at the Eckers Phoenix Institute in Tehachapi, also named was Leon Fort. The Eckers did not sue George or Desiree Green. Further, allegedly is a poor choice of words. Mr. Green had the gold in his backyard. The Institute is not Eckers. The plan for the Institute was George Green's. He was a member of the board of directors, etc. The gold was sent to the Institute, not Eckers. Although Mr. Green has continually used as one of his stories that it was actually Eckers' gold. Eckers knew nothing of the gold until informed from the gifter, Dave Overton. Mr. Green received the gold, hid the gold, took the gold to another state, never informed the Institute of its presence, and buried the gold in Nevada. What is alleged about such actions? Donation to Greens? Why don't you refer to Mr. Overton's statements? He donated nothing, save some few small amounts to Greens to help Desiree if she became too stressed out over possible bills. Certainly one does not give $350,000 to help Mrs. Green meet her Neiman Marcus over expenditures. Now for Leon Fort again. Leon somehow came into this mess through George Green. Mr. Green has continually said he kept the gold in case he needed to pay off anyone. Well, here's what he could have paid off. He not only didn't, he hasn't paid his own demand note called by the Institute. This man, Green, has at least 11 other past suits against him here and in Colorado. Is that more credible than being set up by Mr. Green as he has done with Eckers? So be it. The opposing attorneys in Green's pen are also interesting. Mr. Abbott has cried slander because it is known that he is an alcoholic and has been disciplined by the Nevada Bar Association for same. He appears to become irrational. He and others have openly told correspondents that Eckers will be arrested if they come into Nevada. Mr. Green has told everyone on his mailing list the same information. The word has come back through the underground network of intelligence agents, and charges were supposed to be, against two old people, RICO. The judge now threatens to dismiss the case out of hand, while he must know that the Eckers have been totally threatened with incarceration if they comply with deposition orders in Nevada. The Eckers have no case in Nevada. The Institute has a case, and that Institute has directors ready, willing, and fully able to testify in deposition or court, if allowed. One Maury Povich of TV fame is onto this case like glue. I suggest you all recognize that he is also married to one Connie Chung, who is equally as famous on the airwaves. I suggest all you nice readers keep him, them, posted on this matter. It should be a fun criminal case of national interest pretty soon now. Quote, the Greens, now living in Bozeman, Montana, turned the coins over to the court pending resolution of the dispute. They also filed a counterclaim action naming the Phoenix Institute, the Eckers, and even Hatton, Commander-in-Chief, Sector Flight Command, Intergalactic Federation Fleet. Really? They named about 20 others also. Further, I wonder why no one asks me to communicate or testify. I even offer over and over again, and the judges just go pale and dismiss the session, as do the attorneys in point. Lawyers welcome the interchange. Is it not a strange world? Why did Greens run off from Nevada almost in the middle of the night to Bozeman, Montana? Oh, indeed. They were going to be confronting criminal theft charges. The Greens did not turn the coins over to the court pending resolution of the dispute. They were ordered by the court and the law to produce the coins, place them in the care of the court, and the Institute is even paying the storage costs. Does that sound like a willing, good gesture to you, the people? Leon Fort claims mistreatment. He had asked for payment of funds in the Institute. A payback agreement was underway and payments being timely made. And the entire contract became worthless through the actions of Fort and Green. Remember something, reading readers. There are corporate laws which are in point here, not a feud between parties. This agreement is being evaluated by the Nevada Supreme Court. Mr. Green and crew continue to announce that the court did this and ruled that. No, there have never yet been any trials to rule anything, with one exception. The counterclaim was dismissed. Mr. Green, at a hearing, lied to the court. A witness under oath must be the Kol Nidre, and still goes undisciplined. The Eckers Phoenix, this quote, the Eckers Phoenix Institute publications state Hatton orbits the Earth warning people about intergalactic strife and encouraging them to take advantage of Nevada's relatively lax corporation laws. They've incorporated more than 200 companies in Nevada since 1991. From back to front, the Eckers have incorporated no corporations anywhere. They voluntarily served as temporary paper interval officers while processing for at least two agents in Nevada who serve and transfer the paperwork for corporations. They have incorporated nothing. The reference to, quote, Eckers Phoenix Institute is interesting. Mr. Green set up the Phoenix Institute and told everyone on his speaking tour the same. The operation plans were his, and he was a most active participant. The Institute is very definitely not Eckers. As to publications, the Institute has no publications. Mrs. Ecker did, however, sign over all rights to the Institute for her transcriptions. These were published and show copyrights by America West Publishers, George Green. Mr. Green borrowed for publication of books, but not relating to anything of Eckers, a value of now well over $200,000. Part of these loans were collateralized by books, journals, which he has claimed copyright in the books themselves and has refused to release or to pay the loans. The journals are now worthless and would be costly to restructure. When this topic was brought up in court under oath, Mr. Green said the books belonged to America West Distributors, Desiree Green. Funny. How can you use property not your own to secure loans? Moreover, the books show that both America West's were used interchangeably by both of the Greens. Is there something wrong with this story? Now, as to orbiting space cadets. Orbit? What means this disinformed mouthpiece? Orbiting? Would it be intelligent to orbit planet Earth? Do you not suppose that there just might be someone, however, out there doing something? I ask that Dr. Carl Sagan's writing be shared next as referenced through and to Dr. Hawking, both of whom know me far, far better than does my secretary. We do urge people to consider Nevada corporations for shelter and protection from just such as this team of attorneys and apparent crooks at the trade. I repeat, the Eckers have incorporated nothing since 1991 anywhere. Quote, Ecker has insisted he is not involved in any scheme to bilk people. He has claimed to be on food stamps and not making money by being listed as a top officer in the various Nevada corporations. So what is hard to understand about this? Helping is not the same thing as being an employee, much less a paid executive. I think the reporter is worse than...